you'll be on in just a moment.
Thank you.
You calling me?
Yes, sir. I thought maybe you wanted, might want Lou Harris's latest figures. I just talked to him a long time, and he gave me a bunch more spades, some that we hadn't had before.
That son of a bitch looks like to me he's working for him. He just keeps saying how he's lunging and all that kind of stuff. His adjectives just scare me to death. What are they?
They start New York. Do you like it better with undecided in or out? I can give it either way.
Well, what do you think? I'd say with out.
All right.
Let's take the, I want the undecided. I want to know how many there are.
All right, New York, 60.
Now, wait a minute. We better put Johnson, Goldwater, undecided. All right.
New York, 66, 27, and 7.
All right. What is that, up or down?
That's down a little bit. They're all down a little bit.
All right.
He says, what about New York? Says Bobby Kennedy is slipping and is down to 50-50. He's destroying himself every day by invoking his brother and talking about nobody but him and taking John out to rallies and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mississippi, real bad.
17, 70.
Don't waste any time there.
Mm-hmm.
Kentucky, 50, 43, and 7.
Right.
Louisiana, 36, 51, and 12.
How does that compare to Alex Lewis?
It's exactly the same for us, but it's higher for Goldwater and lower on undecided.
Well, I think you can write Louisiana off. I was there yesterday. I think you can write most of the South off, my judgment. Next.
Florida. 48, 45, and 7.
Well, that's not like he gave us the other day.
Well, we haven't had anything from him before on Florida.
That is George Smithers, right?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Illinois, and this is the first one we've ever had on Illinois from anybody that I've seen. Mm-hmm. 59, 31, and 10.
All right.
Wisconsin, 54, 39, and 7. North Carolina, 48, 41, and 11.
Okay.
South Carolina, 37, 53, and 10.
Well, that means that's gone, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. He says Thurmond is not unpopular, and Olin Johnston is. He's a cold show. Oklahoma, 52, 42, and 6. He says that's very firm. They're practically all undecided. I mean, undecided's low. And Harris is slightly ahead of Wilkinson.
Mm-hmm.
Michigan, 59, 34.
Wait a minute. The damn table. 59,
34, mm-hmm. and 7.
Mm-hmm.
Connecticut, 60. 29 and 11.
I thought we'd be doing better up there.
Gosh, that's awful good. That comes out 66, 34. Ohio, 55, 38, and 7.
Mm-hmm.
California, 59, 34, and 7.
What did you say about Salinger?
The Salinger is dropping about a point every week or so, and he's now down to 52, and it doesn't look good.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama, 34, 54, and 12. Now, you want any general comments, or you want to wait for those?
No, I want general comments. Let me see if I can hold you and
right.
Put them on in there a second.
We've also got from Oklahoma, UPI, just Mayor Senator Monroney's office just called and gave us a UPI on Oklahoma, 37 cities over the state.
I mean, what's that?
I don't have figured the percentage, but it's LBJ 1,082, Goldwater 695, and undecided 258. Johnson leading in 29 cities, including Oklahoma City and Tulsa. Goldwater leading in 6 cities. 2 cities tied. Senate race
Go ahead.
Senate race, Harris 963, Wilkinson 841, undecided 219. Harris leading in 22 cities, including Oklahoma City. Wilkinson leading in 15 cities, including Tulsa.
All right. On his poll, I want to bring it up to date by calling the coordinators or the senators are getting any poll that they've got. Now, we got one here in Alabama, and we ought to get one for Alaska, and we ought to get one in New Mexico. Somebody's taking one. If not, call a New Mexican and make them take one and see what that fellow out there's doing for us, incidentally. See if he's really leveling our ambassador out there, Bob, George Brown's friend that runs the Santa Fe, New Mexico. Bob, what's his name?
McKinney.
Bob McKinney. Call him, but let's get a poll from every state. Now, this boy Dick didn't even put in the Colorado poll. We have Denver Post. I know we've had two in the last month. And in this list, he had it in big typewriter and just the way I wanted it. And if I'd had it yesterday, he always gets his stuff one day too late. I wanted to give it to U.S. News. But he got it too late, and it got into me tonight, today. And I want him to spend the rest of the day. Do you ever get back from Norfolk?
Oh, yes. He's just down there, Bert.
All right, well, I want to know he's gone the day before, and next day I missed him, and they said he was in Norfolk. But anyway, I know Colorado's got a poll. He don't have to try for that, but he said he didn't have it.
Well, and those that are on there, I think you know this, but I guess I ought to say it again, that have an H, which means Harris, we promised him that we wouldn't use them.
I wouldn't put H on them. I just put National Pollster local polls or something.
Right.
But anyway, I want it, and I guess that we better be careful in giving it to a national publication, but we can fuzz it up a little where
they wouldn't recognize. You can do that, and he understands. You say a poll shows or something like that, but I think to put it all together might be bad.
That'll get me Colorado, but I want to get all of them.
All right.
And I would put them in states. I'd put the Alabama and Mississippi and South Carolina, Georgia, and all of them. The Goldwater states, I'd put them over on one side and the Johnson states on the other, two columns. So you can really see it'd be 10 or 12. Then I want to get to... Who do you reckon the best propagandist we've got is for making predictions? We've got to have something that I've been carrying on psychologically up to now, almost alone with my polls. But they're all slipping on me, so I've got to find something else. And I don't know who it is. I guess that Fred Dutton could do it if you'd get him over and tell him I want him to be my propagandist over there and call in the press and tell them off the record that, I tell them from deep background that here's what Louis Bean predicts on how many congressmen and senators. Now, they are writing columns and saying it's not going to be any real change and so forth. We've got to scare the congressmen. We've got to scare the senators that if they get tied in with Goldwater, they're going to be a clean sweep. And it's going to be worse than 36. And that while the Democrats are really not making the big fight that they ought to be in some congressional seats and some senatorial seats, that they're going to get a big bonanza because some of the Goldwater people are forcing the congressmen and senators to get out. And every place they do, it looks bad. And Bean shows that if we get the 62% vote, come on in, Jack, 62% vote that it looks like we're going to get. Tell her to get me some water. Or the 60%, that here's how many extra congressmen. And here's potentially how many senators. And it's just become anathema. It just means suicide when a congressman or a senator or a governor gets tied in with Goldwater. Look at Keating, look at Romney, look at Scott, look at the guys who are...
People who would normally be completely safe.
And people like McGee's opponent was doing well until he got tied in with Goldwater. And so they'll quit campaigning for him. And they'll drop him. And that's got to be the psychology. And you get a hold of Larry today and tell him his report's the best I've seen. And I want him 24-hour basis, get him assistance in there. and keep in touch with these coordinators, and number one, get them all the literature they need. They still don't have it. There are no stickers on in Texas. They go water stickers all over the country. And tell them to see if that literature is out and that they're putting it out and that they've got youth groups putting the stickers on if they need to, and get buyers groups to try to work on it, and get Jim Rose group to try to work on it. That's number one. Be sure they put Humphrey on literature. They got no literature in Texas. And I haven't found it any place I've been. I haven't, every state I've asked, they said, no, that's terrible. It's just universal. I've been defending them with the paper, but I can't do it anymore. So tell Larry he's got to get, see if they get out stickers, if they need any money, and we're going to give them any money, for he to just sit down with Dick and see if they will, and if so, call them up and give it to them right quick. For instance, I think they ought to give Carvel $10,000 to $15,000. I think they ought to start right now organizing the biggest rally for me that they can possibly organize in Wilmington. Or the biggest place up there.
That is the biggest.
And I think Clark Clifford ought to call the DuPonts and say, now, by God, we're going to be president, and we want their help. And we want their paper that I've helped Crawford Greenwald. And I went to bat with him every time he's ever had a problem, and he represents them, and I want that paper to help me. And I'm going up there for a rally. I want to carry that state. And when Alan Freer had their problem and Williams was against him, I stood up and fought for him and fought with him, Bob Kerr, and I want him to deliver on that one and tell Crawford Greenwald I want him to deliver. And then catch me going into New York, coming back or something, and let's just bus him in and have the damnedest rally you ever saw. I want you to call George Meany this morning and just tell him that I want him to personally take over the job of getting every laborer that they can in Delaware really to fighting. We got a chance there to carry the state and win the Senate race. But we've got to get some men sent in there and get them real active. I want you to call Roy Wilkins and tell him that that's the one state I really want him to spend some time working on. And see if his people get registered. I think they got a day, October the 17th. I don't think this guy can win, but I sure want him to make a good showing, and I want to carry it over Williams for a lot of other reasons.
I do too.
That's Roy Wilkins, and that's
George Meany.
George Meany, and just say this: just please give your report back next Saturday.
All right.
And then you get a date that I can go in there, look at my schedule, and talk to somebody about it, Jack or some of them, and let's really try to carry that state. Now, what are his general comments? Jack, go out there and get the general comments. Tell Bill Morgan to get on here and listen to Walter Lou Harris's general comment. Any other news before you get to that I need to know?
I don't believe anything of any great significance. Do you want to hold off accepting Bernie Booten's resignation till after the election?
Yeah.
All right,
sir. Yeah, I want to hold off. I want to be thinking about, though, who would be our best man for something like that. And I don't know who our best man would be. Maybe a Marvin Watson. I want to have him right in Jack's office, right where Ken O'Donnell is. But we've got to think of some good man that we have of that type. Max Brooks or something. He's not quite fast and shifty enough. But we ought to have some good businessman. Bob Smith might be a good man. He used to be at Dallas. I guess he's a little sour now.
You haven't made up your mind on the benefits yet, I guess.
I really don't know. I'd call Ralph, Dr. Ralph, whatever his name is. He used to work for us.
Yes, I know.
And I'll try to get George to do that from Austin.
All right.
And the paper out there. And as you're feeling, we ought to go on with him. It's a Bobby Kennedy thing, and he penalized everybody else out there, and I just don't believe it. All of his life, he'd be real loyal to me.
No, it's my feeling we shouldn't, but everybody else up here seems to, Kennedy people,
yeah,
fell on different ones, seem to think we should. And
they naturally would. They always want their people. But Bellman's kind of a Johnson person. Why does he feel so strongly?
He is a Johnson person. Have you heard about the calls he's been getting from Bobby and Steve and all those people?
Yes.
They've just been calling him every day. And
well, can't he just say to them that he thinks that that's being charged already and that they've already, Goldwater's had people running around seeing what federal office that Bobby's using, trying to check the Hatch Act on guys like Monahan, and they won't be over snooping around? He ought to just scare hell out of them. That's what he ought to tell them. What does Bobby say to him?
He says his big problem is with the Jews, and that Mike has all those contacts. Oh.